we continue with Maseches Machshirin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hamarta se'ilon v'nafal chavero. So you were shaking a tree in order to get fruit on it from it, and it fell. The fruit fell from one tree onto another tree. Osoka v'nafla chaverta. Or you were shaking a branch and it fell onto another branch. B'tachtein zram o'yirakos mechorm lekarka. And underneath the second tree or branch, there were seeds, there were vegetables that were attached to the ground, and those were wet. So the question is, now the fruit that you shook from the tree has hit a second tree or branch and fallen on something else that's wet. The question is, this fruit now machsh the kabel tuma? As we mentioned last time, in order for fruit to become a kabel tuma, has to get wet in such a way that it becomes hechsh the kabel tuma and has fallen to pasuk of a chiyutan. That has to be something you desired the water to come that way. It can't be just happen randomly. It has to be something you want it to happen. So the question is here, is this considered that you wanted it to happen? So Beishamai Omrim Bechiyutan, yes, it is. Since when you shook the branch, the first branch, you knew it might fall onto this fruit, the second fruit, therefore, it's considered, yes, Bechiyutan, it's like you wanted it. Beishil Omrim Enim Bechiyutan. Beishil says, no, it's not considered Bechiyutan, for the reason is that since you fell onto a second branch in between, there was a second tree interrupting, then it's not no longer considered Bechiyutan anymore. Continues the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Mishim Abba Yossi, Chali Kufri, Ish Tivon. Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Abba Yossi, whose nickname was Chali Kufri, and he was from Tivon, Tema Atzmacha, Imiesh Mashke Tamme Torah, Ashis Chavin Vietain, Shnamar Vachiyutan Mayim Azera. He's coming to provide a svara for his hilo. He's saying, you should wonder yourself if there's a liquid that creates Tumma the Torah unless he plays with intent. It's got to be Bekavana. So even though he's responding to Beishamai, essentially, even though you knew it was going to happen, that was totally not your intention. And what shows that's not your intention is that there's a second tree, something else interrupted in between. So how can you consider that v'chiyutan? V'chiyutan is that you have to place it b'kavana, or is it be as if you placed it b'kavana. And if there's another tree in between, you can no longer say that you placed it b'kavana because there's something else that interrupted it. So in this case, it definitely does not fall with the pasuk v'chiyutan, and therefore it's not going to be machshir l'kabel tuma. Okay, Mishnah Dalet. Hanoder aguda shoyerek v'yatsu mitzada elyon l'tachton. So let's say you were shaking a bundle of vegetables, and the water fell from the upper part of the bundle to the lower part. So you have a bundle of vegetables that got wet in the rain, so you didn't want them to get wet. And the water, when it rained, it was not v'chiyutan, so therefore it was not machsh l'kabel tuma. But now you're shaking that bundle of vegetables, and it goes from the upper part of the bundle to the lower part of the bundle. Beishamai Omrim Bechiyutan. Beishamai says that is considered Bechiyutan, because now that you shake it, it's like we saw in Mishnayos earlier, when you shake a tree, the same thing, when the water goes from the tree to something else, that's Machshir l'Kabel Tuma. So too here, since when you're shaking the water, even though when it rained, when the water originally came, it was not Bechiyutan, now you're shaking the water from going from one bundle to the next bundle, that is considered Bechiyutan, because it's like you're doing it with intention to go from one bundle to the next one, and therefore it is Machshir l'Kabel Tuma on the bottom part of the bundle. Beishil Omrim and Bechiyutan. Beishil says no, it's all considered one bundle. We don't look at this as two separate bundles. Therefore, the fact that the water is going from one bundle part of the bundle to the next bundle is irrelevant, because the same rainwater as before. It's as if it rained on that bottom bundle when it first happened. And since that rain was not Bechiyutan when it happened, it's not going to be Bechiyutan now, even though you're shaking it Bekavana. And Beisil, to back up his logic, says, V'halo nowhere, sal kelach hoshin anu shema yatsum ena ela ela. Beisil says to Beishamai, if you were to shake a vegetable stalk, to be concerned that the water went from one leaf to another leaf? Meaning, we wouldn't say on one particular vegetable that got wet, and we wouldn't say, oh, when you're shaking off from the top, what goes to the bottom? Okay, now the bottom part is Mechashil Kabotim. That'd be ridiculous. We would, obviously, it's one stalk. The fact that the rain is not on the bottom stalk is irrelevant. Any water on that stalk is not considered Bechiyutan, so that should be the same thing here. Amr le Beishamai, Beishamai then replied, Shekelach achad v'akut ekelachim harbe. Very simple response. The stalk is one item, but a bundle is many stalks. We don't look at it as one item altogether. We look at it as many things. And therefore, when it goes from the bottom to the top to the bottom, we don't look at it as if it's one thing. It's like it's traveling from a tree branch, something underneath, like we saw in the earlier Mishnayos. Amr Beishil, Beishil offers another challenge. Hare amale sakmale perus nasno gabe nar, choshan no shema yardi mitzada elyon l'tachton. Let's say you had a sack full of fruit, and they fell on the river, and they got all wet. So when you're shifting the sack, the water would go from the top of the sack to the bottom of the sack. Would you consider that Bechiyutan? Obviously, that's one entity. It's one sack of fruit. Even if you have multiple fruits in there, Beishamai, you must concede that this is not considered like it's traveling from one thing to another. It's all one sack of fruit. The same water is the same place. So you should look at the bundle the same way. Again, because the water is the same water in the entire thing. Now, Beis Hillel now concedes, Beis Hillel concedes if there were two sacks of fruit on top of each other, and the bottom one would consider be chiyutan, meaning if the top one got wet and water flowed from the top one to the bottom one, that Beis Hillel would admit the bottom one is a chiyutan, and that now is hechsher kabel tuma. Again, because that is clearly not considered one entity. Rav Yossi omar tachton tar. Rav Yossi ever disagrees. We know that tahor here doesn't mean it's tar, it means not hechsher kabel tuma. Rav Yossi actually looks at this as one thing altogether. He looks at it as one entire entity, even though it's on top of each other because of the same source. But again, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both disagree with that.